This episode of the Two Fit Crazies in a Microphone podcast is brought to you by TFC Productions.
Two Fit Crazy Productions, TFC Productions. That's our production company helping people with their podcasts.
Increase your brand, grow your business by creating your very own podcast. And we are here to help you every step of the way.
You do not have to do all the work. We do a lot of it for you.
This podcast is also brought to you by ContiFit.com. Get the best online training, the best in arthritis, in, let's face it together, facial fitness and rehabilitation, all sorts of functional fitness training at your fingertips. That's ContiFit.com.
Also brought to you by High Five Health and Fitness. Virtual health coaching sessions and corporate wellness programs. All the information at highfivehealthandfitness.com.
It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at. Brian, the people talking out loud out in the hallway don't understand about our guest today.
That's right. We got a big deal.
No idea.
Heavy hitter.
Amazing. And we just happen to be talking about the, Brian, you could say it.
Eric LeGrand, number 52.
It has been, I don't know, like at least maybe 2 years that we mentioned, like, oh, we would love to talk to Eric. And you know what? It happened today.
Yeah. No, it was great. Shout out to our buddy, Greg Hanna, who made the connection for us and made it happen. And, you know, was I'm grateful to have had him make that connection. Eric's fantastic. Jersey boy. Jersey boy.
You know, it's great. He's cool. He's a coffee. He's a coffee company.
He's got all sorts of stuff.
That's just, again, his brand new business venture. And if you've never heard of Eric LeGrand, you need to Google him. I'm just going to say that right now.
Right.
You better Google him. Let's talk ESPYs. Let's talk WWE. Let's talk,
Tampa Bay
Buccaneers.
Bucks, sure. Fox Sports television show, Mission Possible.
Rutgers University.
Yeah, all that.
He's kind of like a big deal.
He's amazing. He's an amazing human with amazing spirit. And he had... most of you will know if you don't Google him, as Christine suggested. You know, he had a spinal cord injury playing football for Rutgers back in 2010. And, and then since then, he's gone on to amazing, amazing things. Just a testament to his personality, a testament to his drive. Everything that he's doing. I mean, he's opening businesses now. He's, as Christine mentioned, he's got LeGrand Coffee House. He's got his foundation, Eric LeGrand, TeamLeGrand.org.
Mm-hmm.
All these things that he's got going on. And he's just a nonstop. He's a hardworking kid who, you know, was given some adversity and has flourished under this adversity. Just a great guy. And here we are talking to him and having a good time.
He's amazing. An amazing human being. And he's going to tell you some pretty freaking funny stories as well. And for those of us that go through adversity in life and think, oh my gosh, woe is me, this is going to be the exact opposite. So we cannot wait for you to hear from Eric. His energy, his happiness, his zest for life and living and making changes, you know, he could easily be that, you know, woe is me or, you know, I'm complacent. And he's not.
He's doing shots with Ric Flair.
Yeah.
That's the type of life he's living.
And the Gronk family.
And the Gronk brothers.
It's great. It's just a testament to humanity. And you know what? It's to life. It's you choose the life that you want to live and the life that you want to create for yourself. And, you know, no matter what happens, we all have choices and we all have that mentality of, are we going to get up and is it going to be a good day? Am I going to make some changes or... what's the other choice? There shouldn't be no other option. And what he's doing, TeamLeGrand.org, raising awareness for finding a cure for paralysis and all of his business ventures and everything that he's involved with, his clothing line.
That's right.
And he talks about, you know, his coffee shop. He wants to serve a cup of belief to people. I mean, are you kidding? Really?
Unity in the community. Oh. He's got it. He's got it. It's just like, it's just such a great feeling to talk to someone who has just so much enlightenment in their life and just has the
He's
direction.
Alive.
It's a beautiful thing. And we were honored really to have him on the show. We look forward to speaking to him further. We're going to be at his 5K, mm-hmm. right? If it's in person, if not, we're doing it virtually. When that brick and mortar coffee shop, Le Grand Coffee House, opens up.
I'm getting my coffee, cup of belief. You better believe
it. Yep, that's right. In Woodbridge, New Jersey, we're going to go there and we're going to get a cup of coffee and we're going to cheers this awesome dude who was, just grateful to have on the show. So without further ado. Mm-hmm. Believe 52, Mr. Eric LeGrand. Here we go.
Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are Where It's At. Brian, you know where it's at today? He's already smiling.
Well, yeah, no, I'm smiling because I think we just scared our guest with our intro here. But, yeah. where is it at today, Christine?
Eric LeGrand, how are you?
I'm doing awesome, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us today. This is something for me is a long time coming. I had hoped to have you on the show a while back.
It's been like 2 years that we've been talking about this, Eric. So this is kind of, we're really excited to get you on here today to be a fit a original, actually getting to join the Fit Crazy archives.
Well, I'm glad to get fit crazy with y'all today then.
And just so we can set the stage here. So Eric has worked for a long time with my dear friend, little homie growing up, Greg Hanna. And and that's how I knew that this conversation could happen, because I said, Greg, please, at any time, I said, whenever he's ready. And then I said, all right, Greg, he's ready. Let's go.
And I am absolutely ready, though. Greg Hanna, as we know, is great people, and he's been a supporter of mine for years, and I'm glad he was able to connect us today.
Yeah, he's a special human, and one of those things, he was a neighborhood kid, and you never know who we're going to be when we grow up, right? And, this was like pickup basketball, and Greg's a few years younger than me, so he was always like the little kid that, we'd take on the team, and he was good. He could play. And then the next thing you know, he's connected to all these fine humans and doing, spirited work out there in the world, and I'm just grateful for our friendship and for him to connect us to you. How's everything?
Everything is good. I've been keeping busy during these crazy times that we're living in, starting a business and still we're having my foundation, doing events with Death to Raise Money for Spinal Cord Injury Research and motivational speaking via Zoom calls nowadays. But I have a very busy schedule, which is pretty awesome. I'm very blessed.
All right, let's start with your sweatshirt. All right, let's start here. So you roll out with a sweatshirt with the LeGrand coffee on it. What the heck is going on? Coffee? First of all, I love coffee. So what's going on?
Well, as you said, you love coffee. So does 85% of the world. They're big coffee drinkers. And, the reason why it's funny how I actually started my coffee shop, because it was with a bunch of group of my hometown friends who would send their coffee to our group message every day. And it was funny because it would say, like, Mama got a latte today. Or daddy's drinking a mocha. Like funny stuff like that with a picture of their coffee. And then the opportunity presented itself in my downtown area where, maybe I could have my own cafe. And I never was a big coffee drinker. I had my first cup of coffee until last August. What? But I said to my I said, you know what? I've always been a big cafe guy. Like, I love the vibe. Let me create my own vibe about unity to the community, bringing people together, motivating people. Then I tried my first cup of coffee in August. And I said, whoa, what have I been missing out on? This stuff is good. And here we are now. I launched our online store on January 12th. I've educated myself, took courses, and just did as much as I could. And here I am trying to build a coffee empire.
It's so fun. And the goal is eventually to have a brick and mortar store.
Yep. Our brick and mortar will be opening up in my hometown of Woodbridge, New Jersey in August. We're planning on August right now. And I think it's going to be spectacular. You know, hopefully the COVID restrictions will be, you know, not as crazy as they are right now. We can have a full crowd, because believe me, we're already calling it the Le Grand opening. It's going to be
oh
crazy.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. So, well, since I don't know that I have blood in my body, Eric, I think it's coffee. I'm not sure. You know, that's just maybe how I run. I cannot wait. Brian and I will be there.
Oh yeah.
To get our shirts, to run up there, get our shirts, get our coffee, give you a high five. Hopefully in person.
I don't know if Papa's getting a latte, but we'll get something. I like it black. Little bit of almond milk. I'm good. And one thing I love, because I'm on your social media and all these things is, man, you're pulling in the heavy hitters to hype your coffee. I saw D Wade yesterday. Yeah. I saw Bryan Cranston along the way. Some other heavy hitters. Good for you.
Yeah, but over the years, you know, I've developed some good friends over the, you know, just as you know, people call them celebrity friends over the years. You know, just with the places I've gotten to go, the things I've gotten to do, people I've gotten to meet, and it's good when you have relationships with some of these people, because, you know, we call them celebrities, but at the end of the day, they're just regular people and they're glad to support me and my mission and my dreams and goals. And I'm so thankful for that.
I think of you are like a celebrity. You know this, right? Like, just throwing
just
it out
me.
There.
I'm just me. I'm just me. That's what I tell people.
Oh, my gosh. So let's talk about all the amazing things that you are up to. All right, so we got the coffee thing covered, and you're saying your days are so, you know, packed in interviews and this and that. What are you doing? What's the secret now? What's going on?
Yeah, well, this, you know, past month, you know, we've been in business for about 5-6 weeks. It's been absolutely crazy. So learning the logistics of running a coffee business, and, you know, I'm actually starting to try on all the, you know, the trials and tribulations that you go through and all the lessons learned that you take. And I mean, one day, hopefully when I am sitting on a coffee empire, I can sit there right back and write a book talking about what I didn't know about running a coffee business or things I learned. So it's been fun. I've been doing a bunch of interviews, you know, popping up on TV and podcasts. Just being able to share what we're trying to do. Like I said, it's unity to community with a daily cup of belief every single day. And I want it to be a steady reminder when people drink my coffee, you know, like Eric is pushing, he's fighting, he's grinding away, he's not giving up. And every time you drink my coffee, I want people to remember that so they can go after their goals and have no excuses in front of them. And you'll see where life starts to take you when you try to live your life to the best of your ability every single day.
This must be, I'm expecting, all right, I'm just letting you know that my expectation for this coffee, Eric, is really high. Because if I'm drinking a cup of belief, it better be good.
I'm not going to give you some bootleg stuff now, okay?
How do you go about procuring these beans? Are you roasting in house? What are you doing here?
Yeah, actually, we did start in house, and I'll say the business grew to the demand where we actually had to grow a little bit larger now, and I have to outsource them from a company where we're putting together our own formula and creating our own special coffee that we're gonna have of our own. So I'm excited about that, and you know, it's been a journey. It's been a journey, and I'm happy to say, you know, this coffee is just fantastic. And it's just what people wake up in the morning and just like, that's exactly what I need. Or in the afternoon when you're tired and you're just like, I need that little quick little jolt. And I'm happy that we're getting there and things like this. I'm excited about that.
Good for you. I got one in me right now. I got one right sitting right next to me because it's, you know, it's 3 o'clock and I need that. So look, all these things, and we spoke, you know, I know your relationship with Greg, you did the TV show with him, Mission Possible. which was, you know, it was awesome. I sat and watched a lot of them just, you know, because I knew that Greg had a hand in it, and obviously being a fan of yours, and you know, it was amazing. You guys did it for Fox, correct?
Yeah, we did with Fox Sports on their digital platform, and we were able to call in the show called Mission Possible, where I was the host, and then we were finding people around the country with different stories of adversity. People living life in the face of adversity every single day, whether if it was born with spina bifida or double amputee legs, or if we were somebody who was born with no legs and living life and striving through life, and like that, being able to share those stories, bringing a girl with cerebral palsy to prom, and we're able to partner up with different celebrities as well. Michael Strahan fitted me from my suit to go to prom with a girl by the name of Gianna Brunini. When we went down to Miami, we got the hookup with Jeremy Thomas, who was born spinal bifida, but he was in a professional NBA for the wheelchair league. So we got to meet up with The Rock and the Ballers crew down in Miami, go out on a boat, all that type of stuff. So giving people a really cool experience while being able to share their story was just so unique, and it was such a fun ride. I can't wait to be able to do more in the future.
Yeah, and Christine and I are both runners, and we've both run the Boston Marathon several times. And and you know, I watched that episode where you brought the people.
You cried. I remember watching these. Brian's like, Christine, you have to watch this Mission Possible. Okay, you know what I did not know is that I was gonna just bawl my eyes out for most of it because I was so moved. I'm like, thanks for that. I look like a puffy blowfish right now.
That's what we're here for. We gotta tug the heartstrings.
Jamie Marcellus and Celeste Corbinet have some great stories that. You know, it's funny how they came together. As Jamie was actually got lost with a friend in Arizona out in the mountains, and they ran out of gas, and they were out there for like, I think it was a few days, and unfortunately getting frostbite and gangrene, and she lost her legs, you know, from the knee down, and then she didn't let that hold her back, and she started running and running, and said she was going to run the Boston Marathon, and she connected with Celeste, who was a Boston Marathon survivor who also had, you know, double amputee legs. And the way that they connected to be able to share their story together was just amazing. We brought them around the New England Patriots, so they got to meet the GOAT Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and everybody, some of my former teammates up there. And even the Saints were there for a joint practice, so they met Drew Brees as well. So
awesome.
It was a really cool experience.
And our buddy Gronk.
Oh, geez.
Christine and I, Eric, you probably don't know this. Christine and I.
Gronk, my boy.
Oh, well, he's our boy, too. Well. Christine and I won the game show on Fox New Year's Eve last year, where the Slippery Stairs, where they had Gronk was the host of this.
We'll send you, Eric. We will send you a video of this.
Hold up. Pause.
Yes.
You guys have the slippery stairs trying to run up those?
We didn't do it, Eric.
We were
won
the originals.
We're the champs. We won.
Yes.
With Gronk. With Gronky Kong.
And Steve Harvey and Maria Menounos.
What?
Do you want our autograph now?
Yes. I love it. Every time you see those videos pop up on like Instagram, you got to watch.
Oh, my
God.
Those
people. So you guys are one of the crazy ones going up the stairs.
Wait.
No.
So listen, let me explain something here. Some of those ones you're watching are crazy.
Not nothing.
But none of them have Gronky Kong at the top of the stairs chucking like inflatable things down at you, squirting on it. He was awesome, as you can imagine.
You want to talk defense?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk defense? Okay.
Christine.
I had some issues with the stairs, okay? And I am like, hey, everybody. This tall, lanky girl's going up first because I'm not playing defense with these big guys. They're all guys. They're all like wrestlers, right? So everyone gets up the stairs except me these like, what, 220-pound like wrestler guys?
These dudes were big, but they were gassed early.
Well,
we're endurance athletes.
Say,
we got gassed for days.
I can't wait for you to see this because I just was tackling these people playing defense the entire time.
I cannot wait.
I'll send you links.
It's so embarrassing.
I'll send you links. It's
best. Sounds fantastic.
Please just give us, at least we're giving you a laugh for today.
No, that's awesome. I had no idea. I actually have a funny story with Brock that you guys might enjoy.
Go ahead.
At the ESPYs, after the year that I won the ESPY for the Jimmy V Perseverance Award, we went to there's an after party that they have for all the, you know, everyone that was invited to the ESPY event. So I get to the party and everything, and, you know, Gronk comes walking up to me saying congratulations. One of my friends at the time had went over to the bar to grab a few drinks, and he comes back with a few shots to celebrate. And Gronk sees me take a shot. And I don't know what he did, but he, like, made a bird call to all of his brothers who came running over out of nowhere and screamed, "You can drink? Yeah!" And the next thing you know, the Gronkowski brothers are jumping around my chair in a circle and then pouring shots together. I said, "What is happening with life right now?"
Those guys are the best.
Oh, my goodness. They are a special group.
No, authentic is what they are.
Is that the word? Is that the word?
There's no gray area with them. They are enthusiastic. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful time. We loved hanging with Gronk, and who wouldn't, you know? And listen, they won again, and you are a Tampa Bay Buck, no?
I am a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, you know. I mean, graduate. I retired from the after I signed my contract for 3 months in I want to say the fall or summer of 2012, and I got to go down there for the 2 years that Shannon was there. I went down there around 10 times. Got to be a part of the organization, see what it was like to be an NFL player. Got to get all the gear and the swag, and then go to the meeting rooms and meeting with the owner. It was something that was truly something special, and I can't thank Coach Shiano enough for making that dream come true for me. And I can say, yeah, my team that I signed to won a Super Bowl this year, so got to figure out a way how I can get a ring.
Yeah, well, yep, that's right.
you got to make a whole lot of them, right?
Put it out there. We'll put it out there. We'll say, you know, hashtag get LeGrand the ring, and we'll make it happen. And you know, all of these things that you're speaking about, right? All of these things that have happened to you,
for you,
and have, you know, the shows and the, you know, the businesses and all these things and the Bucks and the WWE Hall of Fame, right? We'll get to that for a second because my kids they're stoked on that. But you know, all of these things have obviously happened to you because of the injury, but you know, there's got to be a point in time where you realized that everything in your, like the direction was being made for you, right? So was there a time when you had that moment where you just realized that A, you're going to be okay, and B, that now you've got a bigger, you know, mission in life, and this is where you're going to be from now on?
I want to say that it happened to me, honestly, in the hospital when after my injury, and all these people were supporting me and wishing me well. And I knew right then and there, like, okay, I have a long journey ahead of me, but the support system that I have right now, and that's continuing to grow, I'm going to be okay. I had the mindset of an athlete. I had the mental toughness. I had the faith. I had the belief, and I had the drive to push myself to control what I can control and do what I need to do. Now it's just going to, now I know I have people in my corner, and if I stay who I am, what you see is what you get with me. I'm genuinely happy, wake up every day with a purpose and a smile on my face. If I never lose that, I'll be okay. And here we are 10 years later.
And here you are on the Two Fit Crazies and a Microphone podcast. Yeah, Eric,
forget all that other stuff. You made it, man. You made it. Forget all that other stuff.
That's too funny. Yeah. And
honestly, I mean, you are an inspiration to so many. It's been a trip to watch you, you know, go through all these things. And you know, as a human, I'd like to think that I would handle things exactly as you have, but it's not easy. You know, so you know, it's easy for me to say, yeah, if I was in the same situation, I'd do the exact same thing. But it's not. You're unique. You're a very unique individual, and you know, and it's just been a great fun to watch you do all this stuff, and inspire all these people. And, you know, like you said, right, you know, promote interest in spinal cord injuries. How does that happen now? What's going on with that? Any, you know, what have you been able to do in that manner?
Yeah. So Team LeGrand of the Christopher and Dana Reed Foundation. So funny, actually, story about how Team LeGrand was started. You know, 2 years into my injury, you know, people were still supporting me and wishing me well, but asking me, Eric, what can we do to help? How can we help your situation out? what can we do? What we need to raise money, this and that. So I spoke with my mother, and we finally were like, you know what? Maybe it's time to, you know, we start our own foundation where, you know, we can help, you know, be a part of trying to find a cure for paralysis. And the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation had been there since day one, always reaching out, showing their support. If we ever need anything, they're there for us. All these different conversations. Finally, you know, after, geez, I want to say, yeah, 2 years into it, I remember saying to my mom, said, hey, Eric, why don't we think about working with the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation? I said, yeah, mom, I remember, you know, them and hearing them, but who's Christopher and Dana Reeve? And my mom said, oh, my God. Oh. I said, what? She goes, you don't know who Christopher Reeve is? I'm like, am I supposed to? She goes, the original Superman in the 70s and the 80s? I said, mom, you know I was born in 1990, right? I do my research on him. I was like, oh, probably should know who that is. But after that, you know, after, you know, embarrassing myself there, you know, we had our meeting with them. We set it up. And in the fall of 2013, we have formed Team LeGrand of the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. I'm proud to say today we have raised over $2 million for spinal cord injury research. And I truly believe that one day we're going to find that cure and I'll be able to live Christopher Reeve's dream. And that's a world with empty wheelchairs and be able to walk again.
Amazing.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it. How are you raising money? What are you doing to raise that $2 million?
So I have all different types of events, and I'm about to get you guys involved this year because I don't know if you know, but I have my own 5K.
I do know
every
that.
Year, and you guys said that too, are runners. So yes, this year will be our 11th annual 5K. Usually we have it at Rutgers. Last year was our 10th annual. It's supposed to be this big celebration party and all that, but due to COVID, we ended up doing it virtually, and guess what? We had the most participants. We ever had 1,500 people. We did a 52 for 52 challenge. So all 50, get a participant from all 50 states and 2 U.S. territories. And we got people from 10 different countries to participate last year in a walk to blue. So guess what? We're going to be doing it again this year. So I expect you guys I'll give you an exclusive June 12th. Be out there and run your 5K wherever you are, whatever town you're in, wherever you go to run. On a 5K, and we've raised a whole bunch of money through that. But I've also done cornhole tournaments. I've done Zumba events, flag football, just an evening with Eric LeGrand, which is, you know, kind of a business casual event with cocktails and things like that.
Oh, I thought it was a date. I'm like, sign me up. I get a date? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Wait,
hey, come on.
Hold up. Oh, hold up.
Come on through.
What do I need to do? How much do I need to run for that, huh? Mm-hmm.
You just got, hey, run your 5K, you come in, you can come to the evening, whatever. How about that? Yeah. How about that?
Who are all these other people, Eric? I thought this was a date.
You can give her a cup of coffee. She's a cheap date.
a cup of coffee.
Count us.
Throw a few shots back with Gronk will be good.
Oh, my God.
Count us in for the 5K, no doubt. I'm going to bring my whole family.
I already put it on my calendar.
It's already in the calendar for her. And honestly, whatever you need, hyping it up, we use the show. When it's
in person, we should go, and we'll podcast for you live there.
I'll tell you what, when we are able to have it in person, it's going to be special because this will be 2 years in a row where we haven't, and I will say I'm very proud. We have built a nice tight community around the Walk to Lead where people come from all over the place. I mean, we have people come from Michigan, Pennsylvania, just to come out for that special day. So we get a bunch of schools involved. It's like a mini carnival almost, and it's just so much fun. So I can't wait till we're in person again, being able to do this. It's I miss my people. I do.
I think between Brian and I, with some of the crazy stuff we have coming up in the next year, I think there's a way for us to at least one of us every other time to do some stuff with Eric. I'm not even going to open my mouth and say some of the things coming up because it makes me frightened.
I can only imagine you guys are while going upstairs with Gronk throwing.
I'm telling you, man. Wait
till you see the fish. What was it?
It was a salmon. It was like a 3-foot salmon. I had to carry up the stairs.
What are we in Seattle now? You guys slinging?
It was so disgusting. It was so
disgusting.
Across
the market.
It was all Gronk. It was all Gronk. It was the best. he had a tuxedo on with the sleeves cut off. It was the best. How about now I got to get into this with you because my kids are fanatics, right? I told my son, I'm like, I'm gonna speak with a WWE Hall of Famer today. And he's like, who? And I was like, Eric LeGrand. And he's like, I know him. I showed him a picture. And he's like, I know him. I know that. How did you get involved with the WWE?
Man, that's a funny story. So when we did the piece with Rohan Murphy, who's a, I told you he was born with no leg. Well, he was born with legs, but they were turned around backwards, and he had to get them amputated at a young age. And he ended up going on to be getting a scholarship and becoming a Penn State wrestler.
Right.
And all this. So we pitched the story to the WWE with Triple H and them, and they were like, you know, this is a fantastic idea. You know, we got the Rohan to go work out at the WWE headquarters. We filmed at Triple H, and so we kept a relationship. Every year I have my flag football tournament. They supply the championship belt for the winner. So it was, you know, pretty cool. But after that, one day they reached out to me and said, hey, Eric, we know you've been, you know, a long time WWE watcher, and we want to welcome you to the WWE Hall of Fame at WrestleMania down in Orlando. And, you know, I was like, what? like in my head, all I could think about is all the, you know, all the pay-per-views that I was trying to watch as a kid and, you know, screaming all the bad words that Stone Cold used to say and The Rock and all the, you know, you're rolling, you shut your mouth, you stupid jabroni. Yeah, like The Rock. So all this is coming to my head. And then when I actually got down there, wow. So I said my one goal of the weekend was to have a drink with Ric Flair, and it might have happened in the first 30 seconds I was there. Insane. But guy was throwing me shots. See, this is bad. Talk about too many shots on this
show.
That's
okay. We get
but,
it.
Ric Flair was throwing me a shot of whiskey, and I was just like, wow, what is happening? When Undertaker's walking around, all these guys, I'm just like, wow. Absolutely insane moment, but I'm proud to be a part of the 2017 class of the WWE Hall of Fame.
It's amazing. They're, you know what? They're a fun bunch, no doubt about it. It had to be a great experience for you there. And geez, I mean, you and Trump are in the WWE Hall
what?
Of Fame, right?
Oh my gosh!
I need to look at the list of people that are in this Hall of Fame, because I can only imagine. That. I probably will get a good laugh if I see some of the names.
Yeah, no, that's an elite company right there, man. Jeez, Eric.
Oh my gosh, that is so. Tell what is so. Give us a top. All right, top 1, 2, 3 of coolest. Obviously, that is a pretty freaking cool experience. Just top cool experiences that you were just like, what is happening? Like you just said, you had your shot with Ric Flair, and we do not judge anyone who's having shots. It's fine. It's your, you know, we all have our. Yeah, give us a story. Give us your top couple. Like, oh my gosh.
I would say top one, three. I'll say definitely the ESPYs. Going on stage in front of thousands of people. You got Tim Tebow in the front row, Eli Manning, and Kenny Chesney. Yeah, talk about a mix right there. And Fred is standing in front of you, looking at you as you're speaking. You know, and then the millions of people watching on TV just getting shout out by LeBron James after was just absolutely insane. And I want to say starting the foundation was number two, but the number one, honestly, was being able to give the commencement speech at Rutgers and graduating on my degree in labor relations in 2014 and putting that diploma on the wall for mama, like my sister was able to do as well. So that was obviously definitely the coolest moment, being able to speak in front of my, you know, fellow classmen and their family, about 50,000 people out there, and share my story on the real life and overcoming adversity and literally let them know that anything is possible as they get to go out into the workforce.
Wow.
It's amazing. I can only imagine. Did you give him an RU? Did you get the RU going?
Oh.
You.
R.
You. You know what? The Spring Lake 5 here, there's the big 5-mile race in Spring Lake, New Jersey. And they and every summer, it's a big, huge race. It's actually the largest 5-mile race in the country. And they have the Rutgers cheerleaders were, you know, about mile.
You're right.
They had, at about mile four. They had the, you know, the night and the you know, the band and some things like that. So I'm running by with my son at that time. He's probably like 9 years old, and we're running the 5-miler together. And I said, watch this. And I said, R, and yeah, they all fired back, you, and we got it going in the middle of the race. So it was pretty sweet.
See, that's what we need. Ruckus Lava all over there. Hey, you might steal a grand coffee at the starting line next year.
I can make it happen. Let's go. I can make it. I can. We can get you in, no doubt.
Oh yeah, I love that. It's gonna be a shoot. We'll talk about that all
day. I got peoples.
We all have peoples. Okay.
We all got people in high places. It's all about the connections.
No, you know what? You're right, and that's the truth, and that's something that Christine says. You know, it's the biggest, the most important thing in life is those relationships. You know, and you've done very well making those relationships for yourself. And, you know, like I said, it's just a testament to you. It's a testament to your personality and your drive and everything that, you know, that you've, put together for yourself, you know, despite the circumstances that, you know, that were given to you.
I appreciate that. It's just, yes, I know there's people that are in a way worse situation than I am. So I'm just thankful for my life every single day. And no matter what, no matter how bad you may have in life, someone always has it worse.
And what I love to think of, and this was all day, I knew that we get to, you know, I'm being selfish, Eric. I knew that I got a chance to talk to Eric LeGrand today. And Brian, I was like, Brian, kudos. We're finally getting this happen. You know, long time.
We talked about Greg Hanna.
You know, when we sit down, Eric, like we started this podcast years ago, and you know, Brian and I are both recovering from, you know, our different, I guess, businesses and the life that we thought.
Our real jobs that we used
to
have.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, as a banker and a teacher. And it's crazy that, you know, life kind of shows you the path that you're meant to be. And, you know, obviously my body right now is still working for me. I have an advanced autoimmune, but it wasn't until, you know, I really got diagnosed and went through some chemo and this and that I was like, what's happening? Like, life is so finite. And, you know, I was so concerned about money and this and that. And, you know, I played volleyball at a high level in college, and it was always, you know, this is what you're supposed to do. And this is what, and when I finally realized, like, you know what, getting this disease and this and that was the biggest gift of my life, because that's when I started to wake up and realize that I'm alive. And here's what I've been dealt with, and I've been given this. It's a gift. And now I can go out, and maybe things aren't great every day, but we can go motivate and inspire other people through our experiences. And that, I just have so much respect for you that, you know, you're like, you know what? Hey, this is it. And I'm going to go out and make the best of it. And the other thing I would say is that I grew up with a grandmother who was a quadriplegic. And she used her face, you know, her over-exaggerated facial features. She could talk, but she always had her nurses put on her makeup and do her curlers. And she was the most positive person, probably, like, I don't know. I'm thinking that you're like, you know, I might be like you, and like my grandma Jean might have been like, oh, that's high. But she passed away when I was 10. She passed away when I was 10, and I, you know, she was much older, and I never understood why she was so happy and positive, and I didn't get it until I was older, that she understood that life was about people and relationships and not about things. And
absolutely, and how about like life altering like things that happen to you. As you said, you, again, diagnosed with the disease, me and my spinal cord injury, you know, this, it humbles you, and it makes you, just opens your eyes up to so much more. You live a life of appreciation for the things that you can do, the people that you have around you. And it's just like, you know what, all the other stuff in life, I'm not going to focus on that, because there's just so much more important things.
Don't you feel tough? No, for real. Don't you feel like, yeah, like, what else you got for me? I got this, you know? That's how I think of you. Like, yeah! I don't know, right? Like, you're going to run through a wall.
Yeah, hey, I always tell people, Cosciano and Rutgers, going through those 2.5-3 years I was there, that's like going one step down from the military. So I feel like I'm built for it all.
He's got a reputation, Cosciano, right?
Oh, man, he works us, man. It's not always easy. It's not always fun. But I'll tell you what, that man takes 18-year-old boys and turns you into 21, 22-year-old men when you leave there.
Unbelievable. And he's back. And he's back, baby.
He's back. He's back.
Rutgers football. Do you know my friend Val Barnaby?
I don't know. I don't know Val Barnaby. Val Barnaby?
Val would have been he was ahead of you. He was ahead of you.
Yeah.
But he was a DN. He played for Shiano. I think he held the single season sack record. He's a bad dude. Yeah, so he's a trainer in the area now, down here in Tinton Falls. And he took Coach Shiano's training methods to heart, and he whipped our ass. Like, you know, it was like my friends and I and Big Val was the trainer. He's a good dude, a good alum, you know, Rutgers alum.
Hey, tell him I said hello next time you talk to him.
I definitely will. He's a good dude, and he's training a lot of kids. He's training a lot of kids down here that are going places. He's basketball players, lacrosse players. He's doing it. He's got a very good business for himself.
Yeah. Good for him. Good
yeah.
For him.
So tell us. I know you got the coffee house going, but what else is next? What else is what else are you thinking? I mean, besides raising money and you know, or you got any other TV shows or anything cool coming up like that?
Well, I'm actually getting ready. We're gonna probably at the end of March gonna drop our new clothing shirt that we have. So I have Shop 52, where I created about a year and a half ago, where I wanted to have my own clothing line, something that represented me. And my motto's always been Believe 52, so we had that shirt, you know, later. But I want to start off with a bang. And the first shirt I came up with, I was thinking, like, what do people call me? What do they represent me? And it was role model. But I wanted to put my twist on it. I didn't want to just R-O-L-E. I said, no, R-O-L-L. And then my one friend was like, E. You got to make the O, the handicap sign. And I'm like, oh, that's gold. And we dropped the wrong role model for shirts. And, oh, man, they took off. They went, oh, they blew up. And they were all over the place. There were celebrities wearing them and everything. So it was pretty cool. And I'm ready to drop our new line, you know, coming out, you know, late winter, early spring. So I'm excited about that. What we're cooking up now in the kitchen for our new line. Shop 52, get your swag.
That's it. Merch. And who's your agent? Your mom? She helps you out a lot, right?
Oh man, my mom does a whole bunch behind the scenes. I got a great team around me, thank God, to help me with all these business endeavors. But my mom, she's the one that gets it done behind the scenes. The stuff that people don't see, handling the bills, insurance and medication and all that, driving me here, going there, you know. That's all Mama Dukes right there.
That's
so
right.
She's the engine that makes it run.
All right. And how about rehab wise? Where are you at with things now? I see you pedaling.
Yeah, so I've been doing it at home now, you know, since COVID-19 came last March. I haven't been to therapy at Kessler Institute in West Orange since last March. And I've been doing everything from home, and thank God I'm blessed to have the equipment here. So I have my mom and my aide and my nurse. Those are my physical therapists now, and they get me into the equipment that I need to be in. And there I'm off, you know, doing my therapy here at home and just trying to keep my body strong, keep it healthy, stay in shape the best that I can. So when we do find that cure one day, I'll be ready to go.
Talk to us. What are some of the things you do? I'm curious.
Yeah, so the one thing I do on a weekly basis is it's called a standing frame, where I literally get in the seat that stands you up, where you there's a little lever on the side in it. Pumps you over. And people with spinal cord injury, especially high level like myself, it's hard for us to stand up because since our muscles are paralyzed, when you stand up, the blood drops from your brain down to, you know, your body because you're not moving. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're moving around, the blood is being forced back to your brain from the muscles. But when you're not moving, sometimes it just drops out. So trying to develop a tolerance of standing for a long period of time, of being able to keep your bones strong, keep the blood circulating, is huge. So we work on that, you know, on a weekly basis. Then I got an RTI bike where I get hooked up, where the stems are literally on my muscles, and we turn it on, and I get either on the arm bike or the leg bike, and it contracts my muscles and goes in that motion of either riding the arm bike or riding the leg bike, and it keeps the blood flowing, keeps my muscles down, contracting, so I'm keeping them strong and things of that nature. And then sometimes you get out on the mat and you stretch your body out, you know, so you're not stiff on the whole time, range of motion, workouts, and yeah, that's the extent of my workouts nowadays.
That's good, man. You got to get to work. Got to get to work.
Yeah, got to put in the work. Nothing to it but to do it.
I have such a burning question. Are you ready?
Oh, geez.
Yeah. It's always an oh, geez. Okay. So
I love it.
No, but this is a good one, Eric. Ready? So you have to give a pep talk, right? You've got to give like a pregame, like, whoa, go get it. What do you say? What are you doing? Give us your, I know you've done this, so.
Oh, yeah, for a football game?
Yeah. What is it? How are you firing them up? Because I get it. You got a great story. We all do, blah, blah, blah. But what do you say?
Oh, man, you've been getting me into juices now. I can get my mind right, so I'll be like, hey, listen, y'all. I know they worked as hard, but we worked harder. We did more. We want this more. I don't care who they are across the field, what they look like, what we have set in front of us ain't going to stop us. Ain't nothing's going to hold us back. We're going to go out there. We're going to get this job done. We're going to come in here, and we're going to celebrate. You know why? Because we want it more than we do, because it means more than what to us than it does to them. And they've been talking a lot of junk, but guess what? It's time to shut them up today. Let's go, y'all.
I love it.
That's just right off the cusp. That's not even no preparation for who we're playing or nothing. That's just, hey, time to go get a job.
I love it. I love it. Eric, this has been a whole lot of fun. You know, we're grateful for you sharing your time with us. And you know, obviously, you know, we hope that this is the beginning of a nice relationship for everybody, because we do want to help you do in everything that you're doing, because we're fans. And, you know, you know, you can never have enough help and enough people in your corner. So count us in on any of this. And, you know, just grateful to have an opportunity to speak with you.
I appreciate you guys having me on and being a part of my journey. Can't wait for you guys to participate in a 5K over the summer. And then if you need that little pick-me-up, I'll get you some of that LeGrand coffee.
Well, let's give us some plugs here. What's give us some websites. How do we get in touch with it? How do we buy the coffee online and things?
Sure. You can go to LeGrandCoffeeHouse.com is our website, and then our social media, LeGrand Coffee House. As well, if you want some swag, you can go to EricLeGrand52.com/shop. There's some of that Role Model Belief 52 swag that our new, you know, reveal coming out at the end of March. And as well as Team LeGrand. If you want to support the foundation, go to TeamLeGrand.org and be a part of our movement to find a cure for paralysis. And you can follow me at EricLeGrand52 on all my social media platforms.
There you go. Christine, he's rolled those out before. He's rattled that information out before. He's a pro.
I'm a pro at this now.
I know. Well, again, you know, Christine, we had a good time, right?
Yeah, I mean, this could go on forever, but we shall. This is not the, like I say to many people, Eric, this is not the last you've heard of Christine Conte.
You're in the web, Eric. Uh-oh. You're in the web.
It's not the last.
Well, I'm looking forward to being a part of, you know, you guys' journey along the way and helping support wherever we can each other.
Wow. Beautiful.
Absolutely. All right, Eric. With that said, it's Christine Conte.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Peace.